Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.
Hey.
Hey. Guess what, y'all?
What?
We're back for part two.
Part two.
And guess what? We have our guest, Second Row Conversations, in the building with us again
today.
Put some
stank on her. Put some respect on her.
Put some respect. No, you said some stank.
This is the first lady of the church.
Oh my God.
Letitia Plowder.
Okay. You said she
did.
Sister TT.
Yeah. Messed it up.
I mean, they can't call her Sister TT, but we can.
And you can. So thank you for having me.
We on a second episode basis.
Yes.
So we can do that, but y'all can't. Y'all address her as first lady.
But we say first lady TT.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I have this treacherous little old lady that I work with, and her husband is a pastor.
Okay.
And you know, I just try to lift her spirits with her little demonic self, and I say, "First lady, how you doing today?" "I'm all right, Arrington. Go on in there." I'd be like, this little stinking thing just, and this is a woman of God.
Maybe she just haven't. Is that every day?
Every single day. Her husband don't even like her. So what did that
do? That's a whole nother situation.
She don't have that ray of sunshine spirit that first ladies have. Mm-hmm. She is just.
Maybe her husband need to take some days off from church.
No, and he's so pleasant.
Really? Well, maybe she need to take some days off.
Little man, but she know, just
everybody is every first lady is different. Which I found out too talking to some friends. It was like, yeah, you have this perception of what first lady should be like, but that's not everybody first lady. So that's a hard.
But I'm definitely gonna tell her about your show.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And I'll see what she thinks about it. Ain't nothing.
Nothing good.
Get a good review, but she be like, it was all right.
I could have did that.
But she might identify with
she,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she might.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Might bring a little.
Be a safe space for her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then maybe her.
Maybe we can get down to the meat and potatoes of
what's going on.
Why she so stank. But
you know what? I can't.
You know, so we left off the last episode, and you were kind of hitting some points where our conversation was going, and it's about boundaries. Right. It's about releasing, not holding things in that's causing us to have these overflows of anger and these moments of breaking down the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And so Yoshi.
So we're going to share the video with you when we leave. So you just give us a way to pass it along. Because I think it would be definitely.
I actually saw it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was shared.
So
with
we're
me,
definitely
so really
going to share this video also on our page so that the listeners can kind of.
Because it's deep.
It was. It yeah. I took
deep.
So many notes.
Yes.
Like. It was much needed.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to share it with some people. So I'm glad y'all going to post it because it was good information. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to kind of shorten it, it's like talks about emotional pain and how we feed it versus starving it.
Mm-hmm.
And just in your experience, counseling and counseling in the school and counseling in the church, dealing with women, how would you say us as Black women, because I'm pretty sure that's the majority of the people you deal with. Do you notice more of a feed or more of a starve?
I would say more of a starve.
Mm-hmm.
And just listen to the video, watching the video, and she talked about going to the grocery store. And like when you go and if you are starving, you just grab the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to grocery store, we always say, don't go hungry because you're just going to pick up everything. And I think that's what we as Black women, we do, we starve it. And so we just want to be in a relationship so bad that we just getting the first thing, the first person that says, hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, raggedy, no teeth.
I mean, we know how you feel about it.
Half working.
Right.
Just say we got a man.
Just say we got a man at the house playing PlayStation or doing the things, not working, not taking care of yourself, don't have a car, they driving yoga. So we just want to be in a relationship so bad that we'll just take the first person that shows us some interest.
You said the right thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Because so and make excuses for them.
And make excuses mm-hmm. for them. Yeah. Why they not? Oh, but they're trying to do better. Oh, but they're trying to get their life together. I'm just there. And so like Dr. Anita Phillips said, it's like what in you is making you want to feed into that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're taking advantage of you, but you are allowing them to do that. So why are you allowing them to do that? So we are starving ourselves emotionally when it comes to relationships, even friendships. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part. I want to be a part of the clique. I want to be in. I see mm-hmm. that a lot in where I work with the students. They want to be a part so bad that they'll just do whatever
mm-hmm.
just yep. to be a part. I'll smoke weed. I'll vape. I'll have sex with all these people because I want to be a part. That's what everybody's right. doing.
I want to be recognized.
I want to yep. be recognized.
I know for me, listening to that, just the beginning of the clip about do we feed our emotion or do we starve our emotion? And you're right. It's a lot of times that we neglect what we know right. To nurture mm-hmm. and to take care of because of just dumb stuff. You know, mm-hmm.
No, y'all dumb things.
Because we need to.
Okay. There are times. She said, be you.
Just be you.
And
it's
so
okay.
when we do have those moments of lashing out, let's just say we did starve ourselves and the first thing that came around, we gravitated to it. And then we know it wasn't good for us. And then the moment that thing does something that we don't like, guess what? All of it's going to spew out.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and then we're making that person to be the bad guy when it's real. We are the bad guy because we should have known better. You can't blame someone else for the choices
well,
that
you
make.
Well, she said in the video, toxicity is a joint venture.
Right.
That's what she said.
So
it is a joint yeah. venture, but you can't put all the blame on someone else for your choices is
I
what I'm
saying. Said put all, but you ain't going to blame yourself. And you got a toxic person in there with you.
But you knew what you were getting when you got
and
it.
And she said
correct.
That as well.
Correct.
Yeah, she said.
So they
yeah.
both okay. have played a part. Mm-hmm. Both yeah. are playing mm-hmm. a part in yeah. the toxicity relationship, the toxic right. relationship.
Right.
You playing your part. Mm-hmm. You're taking, but I'm giving.
Giving.
That's
right.
what she said.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's both. And you do. You know. You see the red flags. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You see all the red, and they are all in your face.
Mm-hmm. Blaring.
Blaring in your face. But we just, oh, it's nothing. Oh, maybe it's just me. Or, you know, maybe I don't deserve anything better. Mm-hmm. That this right. is the best that I can get.
And I think mm-hmm. a lot of people talk themselves into that. And then before you know, they have lost themselves in that web.
Right.
And that's where the depression comes in. That's where the lack of motivation comes in. Or just the settling into the situation comes in. So right. it, mm-hmm. it's a cycle.
It is a cycle.
And it's up to us to break that cycle.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you take from it?
Oh, honey. Y'all don't want me to start talking.
Well, it's because she said a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, emotionally first, yeah. unavailable for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where I want to go. So I go to this place called the Healing Bar on Tuesdays, and we have these classes. Okay. And we work on chakra balancing and mm-hmm. energy. So we were talking about the heart. And it was a part in the conversation where she was saying how sometimes we have to sit ourselves down and ask the questions, what is it that I need right now? Why am I making these choices? Mm-hmm. I don't think we talk to ourselves enough to ask ourselves right. the questions that alter the decisions that we make or don't make, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
And I just feel like personally, there's a certain caliber of a woman who just always wants to do for everyone, but she's so unwilling to accept anything from anybody else, or if someone does something, oh no, you shouldn't have. No, I don't need anything. No. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Because mm-hmm. I deserve everything. I do. Mm-hmm. And ain't no qualms with that. As much as I give and do for people, and not to say nobody owe me nothing, but yes, God's supposed to bless me back
Absolutely.
In tenfold.
Absolutely.
So I feel like it's a slap in the face to just be so in tune to other people that you forget about you.
And then that could be, I don't want to sit with myself and find out what's going on with myself because I don't want to acknowledge my shortcomings. I don't want to acknowledge any things that I'm doing. You got to get to the root of the situation. Whatever it is, get to the root of why am I doing, why do I always want to give and never receive? She talked about going back to childhood. What happened? Like, why do you always feel like you have to give? I was listening to a podcast on over here and it was another situation and the lady said it was, she gave, but it was always to make up for her mom didn't do or wasn't a mother, like, you know, what we think a mother should be. And so she always felt like she had to be the good child, always do right, because that was just understood that that's who she was, and it was okay for her to be that, and she couldn't mess up because her mom. So it's just always going back to what's the root of it? Why do I feel, why am I going through this? Why am I settling? Why do I think it's okay to live like that and to go back to what you were saying about accepting what people give. I remember, I think it was Oprah years ago, was like, when people give you a compliment,
I was going to say that,
give you something, accept it. Don't just say, they go, oh, I like that outfit. Oh, girl, this thing came from.
Right. Because we're dismissing.
Because we dismiss it.
Yeah.
Just say, thank you.
Yep.
We want to make it seem like we're not so. Yeah. And so I'm more cognizant of if someone says, oh, I like your shoes. Oh, thank you. Now, if they ask me, where did you get them from? Then I'll tell them. Or if someone wants to give me something, right? Don't just be, oh, no. If they want to give me something,
that's
hard. Yeah, as a first lady and the pastor, it's like, we don't want people to feel like, oh, they're always getting something. But if someone wants to bless you, you don't know if the Lord told them to bless you.
Right.
Or so it's just getting to appreciating that what people give you and understand that you are deserving.
Mm-hmm.
You are deserving. If I want to go buy this $200 bag, and I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You gotta afford it, be able to afford it. But if I want it, then why can't I?
Right.
So, yeah.
I know when you speak of compliments, I used to shy away from compliments because I didn't think I was deserving of it. But I didn't realize that until I got older and I had to force myself to say thank you. I had to be comfortable with accepting it because I really wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, people would say, you have a beautiful smile. My smile to me is just a smile. Like, I don't see it how other people see it. Right. But then I ask people, like, what makes you say that? Because I guess because I'm in myself, I can't really see what other people see. And they say, oh, because your teeth are straight or your teeth are white or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, so that's what makes a pretty smile or something? Like, I don't know.
But now you're asking them to validate the compliment.
Well, no, it's not to validate. I'm trying to understand because I remember growing up, I used to hear people say that I had a nice smile. But then as I got older, that smile turned into something different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say because it's a little derogatory. And I'm like, okay, so explain to me, what is it that people see? And I just want to understand what they see. It's not that I'm challenging what they're saying, but for me, I had to get comfortable with accepting. I had to learn how to say thank you. I had to, and it was very uncomfortable. Extremely,
but that's
I would
why
be
I
so
said,
dismissive.
Why aren't we talking to ourselves? Do you think your smile is beautiful?
Oh, I know now you I do, but I had to.
You love to take pictures.
I had to. I had to teach myself that. Like, I had to love myself enough to understand that I am beautiful. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Yoshi, you have helped me tremendously. You probably don't even realize it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what I mean by that is because you will always say, I'm the baddest in the room. I am this. I am that. And I'm like, well, dang.
Yeah.
Not that I never thought of myself any less than, but I never spoke to myself that way. I never spoke to myself as if I am the best. You know, I know that I'm great, but I can be greater.
Right.
I can be better. And so, y'all always get me emotional.
You got to be your own hype man.
So, right. And so, really, why? When I tell you ladies that I watch and y'all help me and y'all inspire me. It doesn't have to be about the grandest thing. It could be the smallest thing in the room. Mm-hmm. It could be giving back. And you know, I'm a giver too, but sometimes you make me want to give more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the little things, or pay it forward. Mm-hmm. You know, little small things that can be grand gestures to someone else. Mm-hmm. And so, again, just watching the growth of all of us has really inspired me. Having these conversations, having this podcast, having our listeners come back to us and give us their insight on things. Why y'all got me crying? Y'all know I'm a crybaby. Okay. It really motivates me to be better and to and be more positive for myself. And just listening to the clip that we're going to share with the listeners when we post it, it really resonated with me, because as we were traveling up here, we re-listened to it again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do y'all really think that we sweep things under the rug just because we're trying to, you know, forget about it? But we really haven't really forgotten about it. Or why is it so easy for us to cut somebody off really quick? It's because, do we want to just forget about the situation and move on? Because I'm a good cut you off type person. Like, once I'm done, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Is it mind over matter? Do I deal with my feelings? Do I sit in my emotions? Do I address everything as a mind over matter? I can, you know, I don't need this anymore in my life. Mm-hmm. Or am I just strong enough that I am able to overcome and I have the willpower to move forward and press forward? So mm-hmm. it's like I have these conversations, mm-hmm. and when I hear, it's like, am I not dealing with my emotions, or have I dealt with it and I know how to deal with it and I've moved past the situation? Or when I see the red flag, do I make a B turn or U turn or whatever, and I've escaped that? So mm-hmm. it's a lot of things that she said when she was speaking. You
so
know
what you think?
I was listening to Vaughn, and I want to tell you, Vaughn, it's all the above, because if you have the discerning spirit to where you already identified that red flag and you say, look, I don't want to deal with this anymore, that's a great thing to do, because mm-hmm. some people are blinded by that. Or some people say, okay, well, maybe they're just having a bad day, a bad couple of, a bad month or something like that, and maybe they'll change. Because, you know, sometimes we like to change everybody mm-hmm. around us mm-hmm. because we're that change agent for everyone, which is not true. And so I think that everything you said was the thing, you know, sometimes people overthink.
Right.
And then when they're talking mm-hmm. to themselves, and then that's when, and there's nothing wrong with it. Getting help to, you know, not overthink so much. So what you were saying, Yoshi, like when you talk to yourself, yes, it's a great thing. That's why I always tell people, it's a great thing to talk to yourself. You know, answer yourself answer too yourself. Sometimes. But that's why people are here also to assist you in trying to sort those things out. I wrote somewhere on a post saying the best investment ever is a therapist. But mm-hmm. I also said, find a competent one. And so when you find a competent one, you will see your change. Mm-hmm. You will see that change that you're working for and seeking for. Mm-hmm. So as you were talking about giving, it's something about giving that just gives me this high. But then I sit there and think about, it wasn't that I was neglected as a little girl. I just always wanted people to feel what I was feeling and what I was receiving. So if I know I can make somebody's life a little better, I give. Mm-hmm. And it's to me, it just, I can't explain the goodness that it feels inside when I do that. However, I had to learn how to, you know, stop at a point.
Right.
You know, because this one right here would say, y'all have to help everybody. Da, 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 da. But I wasn't trying to be, you know, Captain Save-A, but it was just something about, it's just something about giving. Mm-hmm. And it's not just giving monetarily, just giving my time, mm-hmm. you know, giving that listening ear mm-hmm. or something like that. So I had to reintroduce myself to boundaries.
Yeah.
To make me that better person.
Mm-hmm. And see, I'm the opposite giver. I give because I know how it felt not to have. Right. Okay. And so now that I'm in a place that I can give, mm-hmm. I do, because I never want anybody to feel. Right. But then here goes me. Girl, you ain't gonna make up for that little emptiness in you showering right. gifts on people. Right. You know, you still gonna have. So I've had to pull back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because then it's expected. Because right. then you got your family. Mm-hmm. Gimme, 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 gimme. Do, 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 do. And now you feel like you've been taken for granted.
Yeah.
And now that puts you in a whole nother feeling.
Right.
Like, damn, I'm out. Excuse me. I'm out here giving so much of myself. And now it's expected of me. And now I'm being taken advantage of.
Right. My mother-in-law says, don't expect me to take care of your wants.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect me to take care of your needs. Why are you taking care of your wants? Because that's not how that's...
Talk about it.
Right. So it's about... Because I'm crippling you if I'm just constantly giving, giving, giving.
Right.
And you're not taking any responsibility.
Absolutely.
So, that's right. Yeah, you have to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. Another thing that when she talked about the release, I thought about when I was a little girl and I would get so... And I would just speak my mind. Mm-hmm. I would just speak mm-hmm. my mind to the point, you know, I would get in trouble by everybody, you know. And I've said it on podcasts before, so it's no secret. And I often think about how they said people want to... When she said people want to silence you or when, you know, about your feelings. And that's how I felt. I felt for a long time that I was suppressed by those feelings. Now, the way my feelings would come out, probably I could work on that, and I have. But I just feel that's why I went into the field that I am in, because I want that little girl or that young man to be able to express their feelings in a way that nobody won't label them as angry right. or a troublemaker mm-hmm. or something like that. So I cry. I cry a whole lot. And so that's how my release comes out. It comes out in that way. And then when I do find those people that I can talk to about how I am feeling, you know, to give me that, you know, not validation, but saying, okay, I understand what you're saying. Or they say, can we just look at this another way? Mm-hmm. I'm open to receive that. Right. 'Cause you have to be open to receive things Absolutely. As well.
I'm a crier too.
Oh,
all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the suppressing the emotions. I was that person mm-hmm. as a child, just sweeping under the rug. Don't say anything. You know, just let people. That's mm-hmm. just who they are. I had to learn that you have to be able to articulate what you're feeling right. because if not, you'll be like she said. I think she said the emotions.
Explosive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like that Pepsi drink or that soda.
Yep.
You shake, and then you take the top off and it
explodes. But just in my spiritual walk, mm-hmm. I've learned that most empathic people, their go-to emotion is crying. Mm-hmm. It's yep. not being mad. It's crying. So, I mean, it's just the type of person that you are.
Right.
Most, how can I say this? Grandiose behaviors or narcissistic behaviors, their go-to emotion is anger. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's all about knowing who you are yeah. and how you project, and you can always counteract that.
Mm-hmm.
And Absolutely. I mean, to me, I feel like crying would be the best one, because you can cry happy, you could cry mm-hmm. sad, you could cry mad. Now, if I'm mad and I cry, y'all better call the police.
No,
because I'm about to tear this room up. Yeah, somebody going to die today.
That 3%.
Yeah, your 3%. That 3%. Got 3% and yours is don't let me cry when I'm mad.
So first lady TT, I have to say, who you want, 97 or 3? Please choose the 97 because that
97%. Yeah, let's stay with 97.
You don't want it. I'm telling you.
So, and I want to touch on this since I just brought that up. They talk about how we get this label as being the angry black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So is it that we are angry, or is it that other cultures just don't express their emotion as passionately as we do? Because, you know, you can always find a truth in something and a lie in something. It just depends on what way you're looking at it.
I think it's, anytime we are passionate in the way we express ourselves,
mm-hmm. we are viewed as being angry.
I could just be trying to. I remember I was in a meeting.
And you can be polite with it.
Right. Yeah. I was in a meeting with some folks, higher ups. I just say that, higher ups. And I was expressing myself. It wasn't rude. I wasn't loud. Mm-hmm. I was just expressing myself. And the person I was in the meeting with, like, grabbed my arm. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Like, I wasn't.
Somebody got
it. It was the right. And I was the only woman of color at the table. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they was just like, oh, you. I'm like, I'm good. You know, and I start, I can get passionate when I'm talking about, especially when it comes to working with students.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I can get a little passionate, but it can, I guess it came across as the angry black woman. I wasn't angry. I was just expressing how I was feeling.
Or so, telling you how you should feel or what you should not feel. Right. And that does something to me because can nobody tell me how I feel when I'm trying to express myself?
Absolutely.
And when you shut me down, especially if you say, oh, stop acting like a crybaby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You really done touched a nerve mm-hmm. because.
So wouldn't it be better if I came back and said, well, what is it that I said that made you cry, Vaughn? Rather than saying, but stop being a crybaby. That's why I said
it's crying. It's just the complaining is you being a crybaby or mm-hmm. you being expressive. Mm-hmm. You're being a, so now you shut down.
Mm-hmm. Or you're angry when you're just compassionate about people
right.
and the people that you serve. Right. So, yes.
And you shut down. Mm-hmm. And every day you go home, you angry because you never got over that conversation that happened 2 weeks ago. Because that person has carried on with their life. Right. But here I am still upset because you can't even acknowledge that I have some type of pain mm-hmm. or I am upset. Or if I want to talk about it, you don't want to hear it because guess what? For you, it's over and done.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. Mm-hmm. But for me, I still need to address it because I'm a fuse away. Blowing up.
But why are we holding on to something from a week?
Because you haven't resolved. Haven't resolved that. And mm-hmm. you're right. It hasn't been released. So how do you release something when it's with the person that you need to address it with?
But
how do you release
but
it?
But that's why I said, why are we holding on to something from a week? The minute you are discounted or undervalued, should you not speak on that? Wait a minute. We're going to talk about this. Like, I don't want you, as your friend, I don't want you to sit for a week and be stewing on something and be mad about something. And then when we get back together and you bring it up, I done forgot what you even mad about. Is that really fair to them?
It's not fair to either person.
Right, right.
But if you aren't listening to my concern and you're shutting me down every time I try to speak.
Oh, so you've been trying to resolve the problem over the week. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought we just talked and then it was silent. No. Okay, I got you.
No.
Especially like in a workplace environment.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, in a workplace environment, I think sometimes they look at us as you're just supposed to be quiet and just do your job. Not you're supposed to be able to speak and have an opinion about something and be passionate when you're expressing it. So when you're passionate and talking about it and it comes across as angry, now you're the angry black woman. So, no, I just feel this. This is what I'm feeling and I think it should be done this way. Should I do it? Should I? This is the, I mean, I'm not being disrespectful.
Are there times you should bring in a neutral party?
I would say we have some performance gaps that we need to close in.
That's how you say it.
Performance gaps. Yeah, because there's a disconnect.
Right.
And even relationships, that there's a gap. There's a big hole that neither one of us can cross over because it's too wide to walk across. Because if we try, we're going to be like the Mario Brothers. We're going to fall down into the, you know, the galley in the gap. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I always address it with performance gaps. There's a performance gap that we need to hone in on.
And because you're in a management status, mm-hmm. but as employee, I would always just call HR. Now I would call HR, and I always tell people, please know your policies and procedures at your workplace. Mm-hmm. know them all and call them in.
Let's see.
And go from there.
Mm-hmm. I just go to the streets.
You know, there's a little
and the
small,
faith. Do you think you talking to?
There's a little,
but you know it wasn't faith, right?
I know, I understand.
Yeah. ma'am.
Start looking around like,
I know you ain't talking to me. Is there some children in the room? Because I think you got me.
And I get
friend.
That.
This
I get
is
that.
Where you gotta be, and you're right. Uh-huh, go to your know yeah. your
go
policy.
To HR. Go to your
however,
policy.
Know who you're dealing with
as well
in your company,
right?
In your relationship, because there is a fine little fine print that says we can change the policy at
will. Anytime.
At any time.
Mm-hmm. As the occurrence
fits. As the occurrence fits yeah. the need.
However, it has to be written.
It says as others duties as assigned.
Right. It has to be written and given to you, and you have to prior to that incident.
That's right.
For the state or for any
so
other
they can try it if they
that
want
don't
to.
Work.
Well, you know, South Carolina is right to work anyway.
Yeah,
but that's but we ain't even gonna say South Carolina is just right to work, because guess what? Life is right to deal with.
Right.
So whatever I don't want to deal with, I don't have to. It's a decision.
Yes,
it's a choice,
and that's
it's
why we need to sit and think. Don't be have this knee jerk reaction
right.
to
absolutely
to life. You know, sometimes you do have to be quick thinkers,
yes. mm-hmm.
but also know there's consequences on what we put out there.
So you mm-hmm. say, let me take some time to kind of think this through.
Yes, right? I never make a quick decision. Now there's certain situations in personal and professional that I will need to make a quick decision on, but I have to know that there's consequences behind the decision mm-hmm. that I make. So before I even make the decision, I have to know that there is a consequence.
Absolutely. Right.
And so that stays in the front of me before I say right. what I'm saying, because that helps me make a better decision
mm-hmm.
on what I'm saying versus me saying what I want to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm, okay, I know this is going to be a consequence. And some of it's going to be hard, but I have to be able to justify it. I have to at least prove my right to it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Nope.
And sometimes the hardest decisions are the best decisions.
Right.
And so when, as long as I'm comfortable with the decision that I've made, and I have accepted that I have to deal with the consequences that I've made based on this decision, I know for myself I cannot sit in and woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right.
You know, it is what it is at this point.
Yep. So there has to be something in your life that, like I was talking about on the last show, your vice. There must be something in your life that is just so detriment to you putting up with something or being in something that you say, no way. And I feel like this. I cannot be in a space. I cannot be around people. I cannot feel as though I cannot be me. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody is trying to conform me from being me, it's a no-go. I ain't signed up for this. I'm not doing it. And I'm out. And it's period. So what's yours?
Ooh.
Put us on the
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, I'm putting all y'all on the spot. We're not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
So
I'm,
like my non-negotiable.
I would not concede. Yes.
Oh, gosh. I think kind of like what you said, if I'm not able to just be at peace with who I am,
mm-hmm.
Definitely feeling like, you put me on the spot. So yeah, I would say definitely just in a space where I cannot be authentically me, who I am. I have to feel like I'm always having to be fake around you.
Yeah.
And so I think that is one of the non-negotiables. Like I have to say this might not be it. This may not be the friendship. If I have that discerning spirit of like something's off, something's not right, I feel like you're playing me,
mm-hmm.
then I need to back away.
Yeah. Yep. Respectfully.
What about you, Sue?
Yeah. I'm gonna let you do you. And I'm gonna turn around and
I'm gonna be cordial. I'm not gonna be rude. I'm not gonna be disrespectful. Yeah. I'm just gonna You be okay with where you are, and I'm going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you? What's your non-negotiable, ma'am?
I think that's it. like now when if I feel uneasy about something, I'm not going and I'm not doing it. I don't care if I just pulled up and y'all have witnessed that.
Yep.
I'm
back,
not going to
back
do
right
it.
On out.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do
it. And I witnessed it with you.
I'm just not going to do it.
What about you, Vaughn? Same thing?
For me, if you're taking me out of my femininity, if I feel like I got to be
masculine,
if I got to be masculine or I have to match your energy, I can't participate in it. Mm-hmm. I can't argue with you. I can't even get down with you. Mm-hmm. Now, I am very conforming. Mm-hmm. I am a go with the flow type person. You know, I am whatever the majority decide.
Right. Yeah, or if
she's
it makes
the
sense.
Air, you know.
Yeah, if
she's a Gemini, she's the air.
Oh my gosh, I'm a Gemini.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So I do, yeah.
What's your birthday?
May 27th.
Get out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord, she done found a person.
But no, seriously.
So you have the split.
But that's crazy because she has the non-negotiable of nope, not gonna conform, and you are the typical, hey, I don't want to make no waves.
But I mean, I'm like that too.
Okay.
But, and it's been a process. I'm still learning. I'm like that
too.
Yeah,
like,
it
is a process.
I don't want to be the, I don't want to rock the boat or whatever. Yeah. I'm good. But at a certain point, I have to say, I can't do this.
I think
can't just allow you
it's
to think
after
that getting
I've
over. I've
gotten burned. And see, right, y'all don't right. get allow yourselves to get to the point
I've
of getting burnt.
Yeah. Right, I've
me, I'm like the kid going to the stove. Right. They said it's hot,
yeah,
but I got to go.
We the water. We put
I
that out.
I got to try it for myself.
But however, I think when I allow no boundaries with people that I love, I was getting burned, mm-hmm. and I burned out.
There
I
you
crashed.
Go.
I did.
There
and
you
so
go.
That's why I just started creating this whole new mm-hmm. world for myself. And now it's just kind of like, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. And yep. and it works for you.
And it works for me, yeah.
So I have a question. Great. How do we teach our young girls about boundaries and the starving and feeding emotion? Like, this, do you think that's important?
I think a lot of them already. When I tell you these little girls that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. they don't care about nothing.
But that's not good.
It's,
and
not,
it's not good.
Good.
Trust.
It's so in they, so in a certain instance it's not good, but then in a certain one it's just like maybe they know something I don't, because
mm-hmm. I think it's the way that they go about doing it.
Yeah, right. And right. It's still not good. Just like she was saying, the toxic situation, mm-hmm. they take what's negative and turn and try to make it appear that it's positive.
Right.
You don't have any feelings for me. Yes, you do. You have feelings. You do have feelings. And it's going
to
seep out in some. Yeah. And it's so funny you all should say that, because I was listening to a morning show this morning, and that was the same question about bringing in young ladies and mentoring and talking mm-hmm. and sitting down with the young ladies, because what they see
right.
on television right. or here in the songs, that's what it's coming out of them, right. and it's not good.
I ain't no competition
so
with
there's
Sexy
no more
Red
examples.
And Glorilla though. That
right.
None. I mean, if no. you think about what they hearing versus me, they be like, "Oh man, be quiet."
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's more of positive, and some things in some instances, and y'all know I love Glow. And but something she is saying probably, but then I think some of the negative stuff, you know, kind of they absorb that more than the positivity. So I just think at an early age, we gotta speak life, do affirmations, you know, mm-hmm. teach them affirmations,
yes.
and just speak life into young men and women.
Yes.
And let them know what they're seeing on TV. That's scripted. That's
entertainment.
As
that's
my dad, that's what I was saying. As my parents told me, entertainment purposes only.
There you go.
Right.
This has been a good conversation.
It has.
Mm. Ladies,
I have to do this again.
Yeah, really. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for joining us again.
Thank you.
This is Sister Letitia.
Okay,
you said I had to slow it down. Okay. I had to slow it down.
It means joy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It means joy.
Yeah. I thought it was made up name. Like, I don't
know.
I think my name was made up name. I think my name was a bunch of letters put together. But
my mom says the only daughter that's loved by everyone. And I said, okay, not everyone, but I am loved.
And she's with Second Row Conversations. Yeah, and again, she's going to air in August. And she's going to be on all podcast platforms. And she's currently on Instagram.
Yes, and I will be on Facebook.
And YouTube.
Right.
Okay, so please tune in to her. And we're going to put, I don't know, we can put on our social media. You got something. Okay, yeah, we can share you on our social media.
When she gets a flyer together, we'll share her.
Yes, great conversation. So, with that being said, you can catch us on all podcast platforms. You can catch us, never miss an episode, on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. And send us an also very necessary letter and let us know, how do you release? What are some of the things that you have overcome that is working for you that you said, I should have did this a long time ago?
Or what ain't.
Oh, what's not? Mm-hmm. Right. You know, because we all can improve. There's every room day. Every single day that we can get better and better.
Amen.
And with all that being said, Sue, you want to take us out?
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Yay.
Peace out.
Bye.